Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to DSM's conference call on the Q1 results of 2013. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. I would like to turn the call over now to Mr. Herman Betten. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, thank you, Nicole. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to this conference call on the Q1 results that we published 15 minutes ago. Sitting here with me is Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwalb, Chief Financial Officer and member of the DSM Managing Board. He will elaborate on the results and, after that, answer your questions. This call will last 30 minutes. As a reminder, today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to direct you to our disclaimer about forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwalb.
Thank you, Herman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on the 2013 first quarter results. I will keep my opening comments short to allow for as much time for questions as possible. DSM had a good start to the year with a robust performance, both compared to Q1 of 2012 and Q4 of last year. Our EBITDA increased despite a negative caprolactam effect. This was achieved in the context of challenging global macroeconomic conditions. Nutrition, which accounts for 70% of group EBITDA, has proved the resilience and quality of its broad offering across the value chain, delivering another quarterly improvement in profitability together with healthy margins. Material Sciences performed well, except for caprolactam, which had a negative effect on EBITDA of 65 million euro compared to first quarter 2012. In the current first quarter, we benefited from the sale of certain DSM resins and functional materials related to distribution activities. All in all, Q1 EBITDA increased to 311 million euro. There is no change to our full-year outlook, which you can find in full in the press release. Based on current economic assumptions, we expect strong EBITDA growth in 2013, moving towards 1.4 billion euros. Now I would like to open the line for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star one at any time. If you're on speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. Star one, go ahead, please. Today's first question is from Sarah Webb, Reuters. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I think you always get this question on your quarterly calls. How much cash do you have available for M&A at the moment, and what is your strategy, or what are you looking for in terms of acquisitions? Thank you.
Well, last year, 2012, was really, I could almost call it an M&A year. We were successful in concluding quite a number of smaller but also mid-size acquisitions. This year, we'll be focused on integrating those acquisitions, operational performance of the company, delivering the synergies on the money invested in the last years. This year is not anymore a year where we focus on M&A. Of course, I will not exclude small activities, but nothing of size. We have clearly said that because we need to focus the company on integration, operational performance, and synergy creation. Financially, we could still do some M&A based on our current rating. There is still a capacity for M&A left of maybe 200 million, 300 million, but this is not the reason why we said no further sizable M&A in 2013. The real reason is to integrate what we did last year and deliver. That needs the full focus of the whole organization.
Thank you.
Next question is from Bart Maier, AMP. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for your time. Regarding the outlook, there's no change in the outlook. You also stated the challenging macroeconomic environment has continued. I was wondering whether you see any sign of recovery or none at all.
Well, in general, I could say we don't see recovery signs. Of course, this is a general statement about a world which is running at different speeds. If I look at Europe, which is the worst region, we are basically having no growth at all. GDP is growing zero or even negative at the moment in Europe. US, North America is somewhat better with maybe about 2% growth. And of course, we have, as in the last years, the Asian economies, China, but also India, which show significantly higher growth rates. Also, they don't show the growth rates like China, which we saw some years ago, of 10% or more. They are in the 7-8% range now, and India is around 5%. So it's still a world with very different speeds, but to look for real signs of recovery or faster growth, I think that is at the moment difficult to find.
Do you have any indication of when a recovery is necessary for you to maintain your present profit improvement program? In other words, when will extra measures be needed?
Well, we have created already a large profit improvement program. We started with the first step in our resins business in October 2011, which was targeting at around 30 million EBITDA. Then we added another program across the company for 150 million by 2014, which we, two and a half months ago, increased to 200 to 250 million euro. So we believe we have done early enough the right steps to help ourselves within the current environment. And we are now focusing on executing all these activities to deliver on these targets. And we are well on track in doing so. So we do not at the moment see a need to again start further programs. We are focusing on those which we have announced, which in total, if you add the resins and the 200 to 250 million, we are targeting for 230 to 280 million EBITDA improvement from these profit improvement programs, and that is quite something.
Okay, thank you.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Andrew Noel, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning, Rolf Dieter. Just going back to the profit improvement program, I mean, is it fair to say that that's the key factor in your guidance of 1.4 billion? I mean, there's a bit of vagueness there in terms of, because you're saying moving toward. So if you came in at the top end, 280 million, would that get you to the target? Or, I mean, whereabouts, what would you have to do to get to reach that actual 1.4?
Yeah. Well, it's of course not only the profit improvement program, and by the way, the target of 230 to 280 is for 2015 and not for 2013. And when you announce a program, it takes, of course, a time to implement all the steps. Now, we are well underway, as I said in the previous discussion, and that means, in fact, that for this year, while we earlier had said we think that we will achieve about 100 million of that program, we now believe that we will achieve more than 100 million, maybe 120 million this year already. But a second, of course, very important element is the contribution of all the acquisitions we did. We had last year already concluded two acquisitions around mid-year. That was Kenzie Nash in the biomedical business, one of our high growth fields in the innovation area. Then the Ocean Nutrition Canada acquisition, both around mid-year. So they last year contributed for half year. They will add another half year this year. Then we concluded and closed the acquisitions of the enzymes and cultures business from Cargill in our food specialties area in December. We closed the Fortitec acquisition for nutritional products in December, and we closed the Brazilian acquisition of Tortuga just 4 weeks ago. So they will, of course, only now contribute this year and did not contribute last year. So all in all, these acquisitions will contribute a sizable effect to this year's improvement. Now, there is still somewhat left for organic development, which has to also come to achieve the 1.4 or moving towards the 1.4. But all in all, I think we have two major building blocks, that is the acquisitions and the profit improvement program.
Okay, and if I've got time for a couple more, I mean, just let's say hypothetically, if you spoke about acquisitions earlier on, and in terms of the scale of your Omega 3 business, if a similar asset came on the market to ONC, would you be interested in building scale if it was within the figures that you said for your budget? You know, I think it was 200 to 300.
Now, I can only basically repeat what I said earlier. This year's focus is not on acquisitions. We might still do smaller ones, and you see actually in the press release that we had two really minor ones in Q1. We bought a premix business for animal nutrition in China, and we had a small technology acquisition in our innovation center. So this year is not focusing on acquisitions. We need to first integrate what we have and deliver the benefits which we need to deliver to justify the spending behind these acquisitions. And that has to be the focus this year. So it's really, for me, a very hypothetical question, and I don't think we should do anything in that area.
Yeah. I just ask because, you know, it seems to be an active market. If I've got time for just a couple more, is there any update on, you know, it's 3 months, well, it's since you started talking about the merchant Capro options. We're a few months down the line now. Are there any developments? I'll ask that one.
Yeah, we're working on it, as you know, but we, of course, will only announce something when we have something to be announced. So I will not give a status update on projects like this in between.
Right. Do you think we're months away, or...?
I will also not make any predictions. It's the same as with acquisitions. These kinds of large projects in a company, you cannot predict. They are ready when they are ready.
Right. And just final one, just on the profit improvement program, could you say a few words maybe how it's being organized in terms of have you set the task to business unit managers to report back to you, find extra savings? You know, is it weekly, you know, weekly meetings, weekly updates? Just to give a little bit of color as to how, you know, how it's conducted.
As we call it, the profit improvement program, that already should signal that it is a large number of projects under that umbrella. Now we have a few people who organize and look at the whole umbrella and also report regularly on that. But the projects on its own, they go their way. And we have already mentioned in the past a few projects which we are active with. One is working on a shared service center for our accounting functions. That project is going well. Then we are also looking at our IT functions. We are looking at HR. We have specific projects in the businesses for improvements, and that goes the whole company. There are projects in nutrition, there are projects in pharma, there are projects in our performance materials business, and also in our fiber intermediates. So it goes across the whole company, and it is basically run through individual projects, which all together are expected to deliver these numbers. And because it's such a huge number, we have called it a profit improvement program across the whole company, which is also steered and supervised by a small team.
Great. Thanks. I'll leave it there for the moment.
The next question is from Bart Koster, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Schalk. Just a quick question on CSM. You say that there is no priority in 2013 for acquisitions, but knowing that CSM is working on selling its bakery activities and maintaining the Purak activities, which is also partly in cooperation with DSM, is there any intention of further cooperation with CSM on these activities?
Well, I will never comment on individual names and what we do with these companies, except for what is publicly known. But I can only repeat on the acquisitions. It is very clear what the priority this year is, and it is not on acquisitions. Acquisitions, of course, are fun when the businesses are in that and they are successful in doing these acquisitions. But there need to be times when there's also just the focus on running the company as it is. And then, with acquisitions done, so many of these last year, the focus is on operational performance, integration of acquisition and synergy this year, and on nothing else.
Okay, and then an additional question on the profit improvement program. Seeing that Performance Materials business has had a reduced sales performance, and that Polymer Intermediates has a reduced EBITDA performance. Is that where the focus of the PIP program is for this year?
No, that is the PIP program is really across the whole company. There are projects, as I said, in every single business, so Nutrition, Pharma, Performance Materials, Polymer Intermediates, all have their programs. Some, of course, are larger, some are smaller, and then there are the programs which are coming from more corporate service functions like IT and accounting, which will, of course, benefit all the businesses because they are globally organized. So it's not that there is a specific focus on now Performance Materials or Polymer Intermediates. It is across the whole company because also Nutrition needs to permanently work on improving the operational performance. But there are programs everywhere, so of course also in Polymer Intermediates and Performance Materials.
Okay, thank you. And the last question, how do you see the development of input costs for this year?
Well, of course what we see is that oil has come down a little bit in the last week. Now, we do not see that reflected in our input cost yet, but of course oil is still a large driver for a lot of our materials, but we have, of course, many others. We have, of course, the energy cost, maybe also partially linked to it. We have sugar and so on. So at the moment, no specific trend or strong trend, neither up nor down.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. So star 1, go ahead, please. The next question is from Andrew Noel, Bloomberg.
Hello. Sort of a niche one. Could you say a few words on Preventes, and how demand in that particular area has developed and is developing, and what might be driving it?
No, I cannot comment on that specific detail.
Yeah,
it's really a niche question.
it is. I thought I'd try anyway. Okay, that's no problem. I understand.
Okay.
Any additional questions, Andrew?
No, that's it. Well, there is, but you know.
So, if any other additional questions, please press star 1. So, star 1, go ahead, please. Gentlemen, no further questions at the moment.
Okay, then let me summarize and thank you for your participation. Again, we had a good start to the year. We know all in a challenging environment. 70% of our quarter one EBITDA is in Nutrition, and that is with very healthy margins. Of course, we had again a negative effect from caprolactam, and if you correct last year for the 65 million, you could argue that our underlying EBITDA improved by almost 30%. Now, this year, after the successful acquisitions last year, we will fully focus on the operational performance, integration of acquisitions, and delivery of synergies. And, of course, we will focus on the successful execution of our profit improvement initiatives. Our outlook is unchanged, so based upon current economic assumptions, we expect to move towards our 2013 EBITDA target of €1.4 billion. And with that final remark, thank you again for your participation, and talk to you next time.
All right, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you very much for your participation and your questions. If you have any additional questions or need background information, feel free to contact me throughout the day. And with that, I hand back to Nicole.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the DSM conference call. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect your line now.